David Travers from Melbourne, Australia asks, I understand the concept of bittul barov, bittul b'shishim, that exists before Pesach with chametz. This does not exist during Pesach, as chametz is also b'mashahu, prohibited with the smallest amount. If I have a pot which is chametz stick, used throughout the year for, say, making chicken soup, I thoroughly clean it so that there's no residue left. Now I use this pot to prepare chicken soup for Pesach. Is there anything wrong with this procedure, since I can rely on bittul for any chametz that may derive from the walls of the pot? No, Saint Tom. I have no intention of using the pot during Pesach. We have a ruling that it's prohibited to mevatel isur lechatchila, to take something that's prohibited and to nullify it with the intention of then being able to eat it. Even though chametz before Pesach is for all practical purposes permitted, but in regards to being able to eat it on Pesach, if one on purpose nullifies it before, it's considered like you are nullifying something that's prohibited. According to most opinions, you'd be allowed to do that, to hold the soup for after Pesach to eat it and not have to get rid of it, but to nullify it before Pesach on purpose in order to be able to eat it on Pesach is prohibited. If it happened by accident or whatever, probably that soup would be permitted to be eaten.